Welcome to A Course in Business Miracles. This is Heather Dominick, creator of businessmiracles.com and founder and leader of the Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur Movement. Join me today for some genuine practical assistance and a business-altering and life-changing experience. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles, episode number 5, Community. Listen in to find out why highly sensitive entrepreneurs can be their own worst enemies and what you need to do to stop this now.
The business miracle focus for today's training is community. According to Dr. Elaine Aron, only 20% of the global population is born highly sensitive. So it's no wonder that we often feel like the odd one out. I can remember specifically a moment when I was about 7 years old, and at that point, I was what was called a brownie. And a brownie was pre-Girl Scout. And this is like a group or a troop that you belong to as a young girl where you came together with other brownies and you did good deeds, you learned skills, and you earned patches. And Brownie Fun Day was the last hurrah before summer vacation. And all of the brownies in the area where I lived, where I grew up in upstate New York, would come together and have like a big field day with games and prizes and a picnic. So again, I was 7 years old, and that meant that the next year I would become a Girl Scout. So at the Brownie Fun Day, it occurred to me that this was the last day I was ever going to be a brownie. And I remember being in a hatchback car driven by someone's mom, I'm sure, sitting in the back with my friend Stephanie, looking out the back window of the car as the car drove away from Brownie Fun Day. And I turned to my friend Stephanie and I grabbed her hand and I said to her, "This is the last day we'll ever be a brownie." And she looked at me like I had 3 heads. And at that moment, I was 7 years old, and I got it. She's not experiencing this the way that I am. I'm different. And there are other moments and other stories just like that one. Junior high, high school, college, graduate school, living as a 20-something in New York City, always aware of how much I shared while I was trying to find myself, but also constantly trying to fit in. And that's a precarious place to be. How does one both try to find themselves, but also, if you're so empathic, that you can pick up on other people's feelings and match yourself to theirs, trying to fit in? Maybe you have similar stories and experiences. So as a result of this, highly sensitives tend to keep acquaintances very intimate, very small groups, and very close. We shy away from community. But here's what I've found. Ironically, highly sensitive entrepreneurs actually thrive in community. It just must be an aligned community, and I want you to write that down. And there are 2 main reasons. One, we are spiritual by nature. So we crave connection. Probably up until now, your connection has come about by being the one who's often giving, but not necessarily receiving. Or maybe you're a part of the group, but because of your HSE strengths of conscientiousness and intuition, you perhaps tend to be the leader. Or again, you just don't engage in community at all. Too overwhelming. The second reason that HSEs actually thrive in community is we learn without realizing we're learning. That is one of our strengths. So, when we are in an aligned community, another's success becomes our opportunity as well. You see someone else easily signing on clients, and then you take that in as your ability as well. And another person's miss or mistake is one that we then naturally avoid or avoid more quickly going forward. Again, because you learn without realizing you're learning. However, when you get involved with a community that is misaligned, then HSEs tend to fall into two primary categories of coping. You tend to either be a pusher or a hider. And then you also might be what I refer to as a combo platter, which is a little bit of both. So I want you to write that down. Pusher or hider. Now, a pusher's coping mechanism tends to look like you will push your way through just about anything. You will get what needs to be done, done at any cost. And often that cost is your own health and well-being, as well as your close and primary relationships. And this pushing tendency of coping leaves you quite angry and resentful. Angry that so much is being demanded of you. Angry that you can't give without hurting yourself or others. Angry that you can't say no. And angry that you're not like the rest of the world. And scared. Scared of being found out. That in order for you to quote-unquote create success, you have to push so hard that it is detrimental to your well-being. Now, what a hider looks like as a coping mechanism, as a hider, you long to shine. You long to bring your gift out into the world. But just the thought of overwhelm scares you to death. Not even being overwhelmed, just the thought of possibly being overwhelmed. So what you end up doing is you take a lot of courses and a lot of programs that tend to be misaligned, thinking that if I just take this program, then maybe I'll be like the person who offers the program. And that person's usually of the other 80%, more of the warrior type. You also tend to take care of everyone else before yourself, because isn't that the quote-unquote responsible thing to do? And you have a lot of great ideas, and you will happily share these ideas with others of what they should be doing in their programs, which often come off sounding like criticism of others. And then as you go through all of these misaligned programs and courses, then ultimately you determine, well, you know what, this isn't working for me, and I can give you all the ideas and reasons of why. But in truth, you're just scared to. You're scared of what will actually happen if you succeed. So which one are you? I know for myself, I'm a recovering pusher, And I also really flip-flop between the two as a combo platter. Being an entrepreneur can be isolating enough. Friends don't tend to get it. Family is confused by it. Our partners misunderstand what's needed, when it's needed. And then you add being highly sensitive, and it can feel like being banished to the North Pole. You can think of it this way. If 20% of the global population is highly sensitive, about 5% of that 20% are highly sensitive entrepreneurs. And here's the thing about isolation, and I want you to write this down. Isolation breeds bad behavior. It pushes us into our HSE shadow, particularly the HSE shadow of overprotection. We will go to all lengths to overprotect ourselves, to keep ourselves from feeling overwhelmed, experiencing embarrassment, and again, worst of all, being found out. Found out that we're not like the other 80%. And I'm sure just even as we go through this training, you can feel the impact this energy has on your marketing, selling, and overall business day-to-day focus and productivity, which of course shows up in your profitability and prosperity. When you're spending a lot of energy overprotecting, there's not a lot of energy remaining or available for easy income generation and financial manifestation. You're using so much to guard yourself against past hurts and happenings. This will never happen to me again, whatever the this is for you. But here's what I want to share with you today. According to A Course in Miracles, all of this can change in an instant. And I want you to write that down. In an instant. The Course refers to this as the holy instant. What is so powerful and moving to me about this teaching is that the holy instant is not an instant of creation, but of recognition. And I want you to write that down too. Not an instant of creation, but of recognition. Now, why is this so important for HSEs? Well, again, especially if you're a pusher, right? If you think, oh, okay, great. I've got this holy instant thing available to me. All right, great. Okay, there's one more thing I got to make happen. How can I make this happen really fast? I got to create the holy instant. And if you're a hider, then it's like, oh my God, this is one more thing I gotta do. I'm gonna go fold the laundry. I'm gonna go pick the kids up from school. I'm gonna go arrange my CDs that I no longer use in alphabetical order. But it's not an instant of creation, but of recognition. Recognition of what actually is already there. Now, the Course says that recognition comes from vision. And as we've said, as a highly sensitive entrepreneur, you are coded for this. You naturally see things. You are able to see deeper and clearer than others are able to see. The Course also says that recognition comes from suspending judgment, and you are coded for this too. Because you feel so deeply, because you have such a sense of empathy, you're the one who will give a homeless person some money on the street. You're the one who will stop and help an elderly woman cross to the other side. But the thing is, it's just most likely that you've primarily used your vision and acceptance to support others, again, friends, clients, strangers, more than yourself. But the Course also says, undoing is not your task. You don't have to undo this, that, and so much from your past in order to experience a holy instant. No. You only need to welcome. How beautiful is that? It's so much easier to do this. It's so much easier to be in that experience of the holy instant, to be in that experience of recognition, to be in that experience of welcoming. It's so much easier to do this in an aligned community. There's no need to push. There's no need to hide. It's sort of like my favorite childhood album, Free to Be You and Me. When you're in aligned community, you are free to be you, and I am free to be me. And it's a powerful place to practice what I refer to as V and V energy. And I want you to write this down, V and V energy. And what that stands for is visibility and vulnerability. And the way I describe this is that it's the willingness to be seen for who you truly are. V&V energy is a very attractive and powerful place to be in when it comes to marketing your business. I know that I've received a lot of feedback from you and others of how much you appreciate my willingness to be in V&V energy. So imagine how your ideal clients will respond to your V&V energy. Now, I'm not saying this V&V energy thing is an easy thing to immediately step into when you have been practicing the opposite for so long, pushing or hiding. But to practice in aligned community and then go out into the world to be of service to the other 80%, that is powerful. I've witnessed it over and over and over again. Because here's the thing about the other 80%. Just look around. They need you. But first, you need you. So here's your business miracle assignment. First, recall a moment when you realized you probably weren't like everyone else. 2, practice being in aligned community and V&V energy and share about that moment. 3, allow yourself to receive a healing, a recognition, a welcoming from that moment. Because maybe perhaps you've held some resentments and angst about it up until now. But here's a powerful place to release and allow yourself to be free. 4, part of the assignment, is expect business miracles in an instant. And 5, share the business miracles you experience. So a recap before we wrap. Only 20% of the global population is born highly sensitive. Highly sensitive entrepreneurs actually thrive in aligned community. As an HSE, aligned community moves you forward, faster, and further. Coping mechanisms for HSEs, pusher, hider, combo platter. And not one of those coping approaches is productive or profitable. past patterns can change in an instant. And the holy instant is not about creation, one more thing you have to do, but recognition and welcoming. Your assignment, recall a moment when you realized you probably weren't like everyone else. Allow yourself to receive healing, recognition, and welcoming, and release through recalling that moment and through being witnessed in that moment. Expect business miracles in an instant. Be in V and V energy. Allow yourself to be seen and to be seen for who you truly are and to experience being safe as a result. Practice, practice, practice in aligned community so that then you can go out into the world and be of service to the other 80%. Awesome.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of A Course in Business Miracles. If you're ready to learn how to use your highly sensitive abilities to support you in being purposeful, profitable, and empowered rather than scattered, poor, and undervalued, take my free self-quiz to find out if you are indeed a highly sensitive entrepreneur. And if you are, along with your quiz results, you'll receive my free HSE success guide, which will teach you how to have your highly sensitive abilities working for you to create the results you desire in your business. Take the quiz and receive your free success guide now at www.hsequiz.com.